If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I have a very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are down, as players, we got to execute.
Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Hey, everybody. Tim Kawakami here, 49ers Plus Minus. Back, ready for a whole new season of 49ers Plus Minus. And yes, by the way, of the San Francisco 49ers here with my co-host, Matt Barrows. We're basically on the eve of training camp. The rookies have already reported. No media, nothing like that. We never get out there. But when the veterans report on Tuesday, it's real. It's live. We'll have a Kyle Shanahan presser. Maybe John Lynch. I always forget if he does that one too. I don't think he does. And then practice Wednesday. Off we go, Barrows. Had a little now traditional 49ers contractual thing pop up. I guess that was last week. I don't remember. I was on vacation. But the Juwan Jennings wants a new contract, or he wants to be traded. This is now becoming kind of an annual 49ers receiver thing. I know it irritates 49er fans to keep hearing about this. How do you view this? Do you think this is problematic, or do you think this is just destined to be settled pretty soon?
I mean, I view this as Juwan Jennings and his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, watching what happened with Brandon Ayuk last year. And I don't know whether it was you who asked this question, but somebody early on in training camp asked, would you rather have a hold in or a hold out? And Kyle Shanahan said, hold in. You know, the guy's there. He's part of the culture. He's at the team meetings, et cetera, et cetera. But by the end of the summer, I think he changed his tune on
yes,
that.
Yes.
The hold in is a much bigger distraction because the guy's on the field, on the sideline, playing it up for the cameras. I don't know if Juwan Jennings would do that. He's a different cat. I'm not exactly sure how he would sort of react to that situation. But, the 49ers basically created this themselves by having these big dramatic issues with their wide receivers and then ending up paying the guys in the end.
Yeah, I think that was Mike Silver who asked that question, not myself. You want to make that clear, but it's a great question. It's different because, yeah, Ayuk was in it for that, right? He would have done the whole social media campaign before holding in at camp. He's not a guy who always talks to the media, but he does it through other ways. He communicates this passive-aggressive thing, and I don't think Juwan is like that. Now, we'll see. It could end up like that, or we could interpret things like that, but I don't think it's going to be that long, late walk across in front of the media to bro-hug Shanahan. That's the stuff that the 49ers hated. They hated that. They knew what it meant. They knew that he was playing it up. Ayuk was playing up for the media, trying to get more pressure, more and more pressure. And they did succumb at the end. They did pay him every dollar that he wanted, maybe even more at the end. I don't know what they'll do with Jennings. And you make a great point. This is what they set up by having these late deals and by capitulating to Bosa and to Ayuk and in some ways to other players. I'll turn the other way. If you're Juwan Jennings, you're also saying, you guys cut people when the guaranteed money is low. I better get as much guaranteed money as I can. You know, when you cut Eric Armstead, when you cut Leonard Floyd, when you cut Juszczyk once and then bring him back, when you cut other guys, I keep making this point. It's about the guaranteed money. I don't always know that fans get this point, but when you see the litany of names that the 49ers have cut with years left on their contract, it's that trying to get rid of players before they have to pay them because the full value is not guaranteed. Trading Debo, same situation. Get out of that money. They take a dead cap hit, but they also get out of the money that they were going to end up having to pay them on a salary, not a guaranteed basis. So if you see all this stuff, you draw on Jen, you got to go get it. I assume they'll come to a deal, right? I mean, Barros, it seems to be, why wouldn't you pay them 15? You know, do you think there's a number there they won't go to, 20, 22? I don't know, but he does have leverage. He's the only good, healthy, non-suspended receiver on the roster right now. No idea if Ricky Pearsall is going to be able to get through a camp. No idea if he's good. Even then, you would want another receiver. I mean, if Juwan Jennings is not playing or not, let's say he's not practicing day one, who are your starting two receivers, Nat Barros?
Well, your starting two receivers in practice are DeMarcus Robinson and Ricky Pearsall. You just gave the caveat on Pearsall. The caveat on DeMarcus Robinson is that he may be starting in practice, but he may not be starting in Seattle in week one because of the suspension that's looming in his DUI case. He pleaded no contest to that a couple of weeks ago. I would assume now that it's resolved in the judicial system, it starts to get resolved in the NFL system. The 49ers are bracing themselves for a suspension. I think it would be almost unexpected if he doesn't get one at this point. Again, pleaded no contest to the charge. So, I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, this is part of the reason Juwan Jennings kind of came out a week and a half before training camp with this contract demand. He's got the 49ers in a bad position because he is the only real veteran wide receiver that you can count on in week one. And he was their leading wide receiver last year, just shy of 1,000 yards. Everybody remembers the Rams game in Los Angeles. He was not their leading receiver, however. That title went to George Kittle last year, both in yards and in touchdowns. So you would still have Kittle as an option. Your wide receivers for the second straight year would be problematic. And in a season where you extended Brock Purdy, you want all the possible receivers at his disposal. And he's got a point out. Or with Jennings, we saw that last year. He's not shy about throwing to Jennings, even when Jennings is well covered, because he trusts that Jennings, as strong and as kind of long as he is going to come down on the ball, and he usually does.
Yeah, but your point, obviously, Brandon Ayuk is coming back from his injury. Who knows exactly when he'll be back? I think Mayoko reported that it seems like he might be on track, maybe even to practice in training camp. Would have to see it. So you have to get through multiple practices. But maybe he's back in the first month. Maybe I would say towards the back end of that. And the interesting thing is Juwan Jennings right now is probably worth $20 million to the 49ers right now. The middle of the season, he's probably not worth $20 million. He's a third receiver, maybe a second receiver. Good one, but not a one receiver. And you pay receivers at the top of the line, you pay him 25, 20, 30, 35, whatever Justin Jefferson is making now. But beyond that, you don't necessarily pay number two receivers $20 million. You know, T. Higgins, the one maybe, but it's just an interesting moment. You know, it's an interesting moment for one. Like, they've gotten rid of a lot of players. They got rid of Debo. Like, they have shown that they're not exactly going for the Super Bowl this year. I've kept saying it, and people get mad at me, but like, you get rid of players who have proven it for you. You're not exactly putting the best lineup together that you can. Understand if you want to save some money. Juwan Jennings saying, do you want to win right now? Do you want to win those first six games? You might want me in there, and I would be worth it. So it's an interesting point. I'll throw this one out there too. It just kind of struck me when I was looking at you know, people going through the team saying what their number one newcomer was for every team. Guess which one it is for the Rams? Devontae Adams, who did get a call from the 49ers. Your colleague Mike Silver quoted him fantastically, saying they told me they're offering wholesale, not retail, whatever that was. He didn't sign for huge money with the Rams. Wouldn't Devontae Adams at like $20 million look really good on the 49ers right now, Barrows? And then to be the two alongside Ayuk when Ayuk is early, or co-number one. Like, there's some decisions that were made, and I understood that one, but when your division rival is the one who picks him up and just replaces Cooper Kupp right there with Devontae Adams, and you don't, and you are looking at the potential of what of – I don't even know who would Jacob Cowing would be their next receiver in line. I am not entirely sure. Jordan Watkins, like, you're beginning to get really, really thin at receiver already in camp. And then we know, as I always say, there will be injuries in camp. There will be injuries in the season. And then what are you looking at? Like, this becomes a very dangerous situation for them. Even if Jennings is practicing, you're still going to say they're really thin at receiver.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to be thin at receiver until Ayuk is back, and not just back, but back to Brandon Ayuk levels. And remember, he held out all of the last summer and was not himself for at least, 6 weeks. He had a couple of big games towards the end before he got injured. But there certainly was a ramp-up period. He's going to need one this year as well. You mentioned the Rams. I mean, they did this so-called mini rebuild, this rebuild on the fly, a couple of years ago, and they nailed it. I mean, they drafted really well. They signed all the right sort of mid-level free agents, and now they have the wherewithal, the ability to go out and bid for a guy like Devontae Adams, because they think that they're close. And it just kind of underscores your point. I mean, if you're shooting for a Super Bowl, you bid hard for Devontae Adams. You don't tell Devontae Adams, try to sign you on the cheap. And then the Rams are in that position right now. The 49ers are not. And it'll be interesting to watch this season unfold. You know, it always comes down to injuries and things like that. But right now, you would say that the Rams are set up a little bit better than the 49ers. And in fact, the 49ers are trying to duplicate what the Rams did. The Rams drafted very well along the defensive line. They've now got two kind of bookend defensive ends. They like their defensive tackles. That's what the 49ers try to do this year. And we'll see. They have all of their guys coming in. We're going to see Alfred Collins for the first time.
Are we?
Well, I mean, he was he signed his contract and he wasn't put on any sort of injury list. That can occur. It might occur next week. I don't know. But he and Marquise Siegel, the quarterback Curtis Rourke, none of them practiced in the spring because they were coming off of injuries. I think Rourke is definitely going to go on NFI. I don't know about the other two, but I think it was a good sign that it wasn't sort of automatic that they did. Siegel, fifth rounder, interesting guy because, you know, everything we've been saying about wide receiver also applies to safety. The 49ers don't consider it quite as important a position as wide receiver, but they've got some depth issues there due to Malik Mustafa's ACL issue.
All right, Barros, we got through the Juwan Jennings thing. Obviously, huge thing to watch. Ricky Pearsall, whether he practiced, huge thing. DeMarcus Robinson, whether and how long he's going to get suspended. Who else pops up as receivers? These are all interesting things. What else are you looking to maybe the first few days or even from what Shanahan says to start camp?
I mean, I thought that one of the positives coming out of the spring was that D. Winters, a guy that they were obviously sort of pressing this offseason. You need to make a leap this year, D. Winters. This is his third season. They wanted D. Winters to take over that weak side spot from Devondre Campbell last year. And yeah, every time it looked like it was going to happen, it didn't. He got injured. He had a good spring. And I think that Nick Martin, who they signed in the third round, also looked good this spring, exactly where they would want him to be. So to me, that's the best battle of the summer. who's going to win that weak side spot, the Dre Greenlaw spot. And I think they've got two guys there, which means that they've got three good, at least candidates for linebacker. Obviously, Fred Warner at the middle spot, one of those two guys at weak side, and then the loser of that competition plays the strong side spot, which, you know, can be a starting role and can play a lot of downs, you know, depending on the opponent. So I think that that's interesting. We didn't see a lot of Michael Williams, didn't see any of Alfred Collins. The only one of that trio of rookies who took part in every practice was C.J. West, fourth-round pick. So, you know, that'll be interesting to see how quickly those guys can mature, adapt under Chris Kocurek. This is where it happens. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to Michael Williams versus Trent Williams. And I've heard that Williams is already trying to talk to Bosa a lot about what Bosa knows and how Bosa approaches the game. I'm sure that Bosa will turn him on to Trent Williams as well. I think that would be a really valuable thing for a first-round rookie to do, is really kind of sit down with a veteran in Trent Williams and kind of pick his brain. The Williams versus Williams sessions will be watchable.
Williams is going to win. I really like Williams.
Yeah, I think Williams.
That's going to be interesting. You know, what kind of, you know, does Trent Williams look the same? I assume he will, but at some point he won't. That will be very interesting. He's back and, you know, theoretically very healthy. Let's see if he can get through the season. I think if he does, he will be his old self, but can he stay healthy? That's, if they don't have Trent Williams, as we've said, they're in some trouble. The supposed Andre Dillard, I've never seen him, is the swing tackle. That would be something to deal with if you're playing him 5-6 games in a row, like they had to do with the backup tackle last season. And when, you know, there are drop-offs with this team. They've still got the high, right? They're very, very high. Christian McCaffrey, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, George Kittle, Trent Williams. These are very high-level players. Behind them, maybe not as much as they've had in the past, but if they stay healthy, it wouldn't be as huge of a question. Getting back to your linebacker situation, yeah, I mean, I think when we saw how that run defense fell apart last season, which is so not 49ers, it really wounded their pride. They really count on themselves being able to stop the run, force teams and offenses to be one-dimensional, and they couldn't do it. And I know Leonard Floyd took some blame, and I know – you know, Malik Collins took some blame and everyone on the line took some blame. And Fred Warner was injured, obviously, in the second half of the season. But that linebacker position, that will linebacker position is really important. And they did not get much out of it. Obviously, Devontae Campbell was not good and then lost his job. And obviously, that whole situation when he refused to play. Dee Winters was not great stepping in for him. Well, it was Dee Winters who got the nudge ahead of Devontae Campbell, right? That's what got Campbell pissed off. Or was that Greenlaw coming in?
And then Greenlaw started the game. Obviously, he had that terrific half. Yeah. But then when Greenlaw was ready to kind of tap out, it was Winters who came in. So I've always – I mean, we don't know this because Devontae Campbell's never spoken about it. But I've always thought that was the insult. The winner, I mean, he had to know that a healthy or getting healthy Dre Greenlaw was ahead of him. But I'm sure he was not happy with Dee Winters being ahead of him as well. So that's just a theory. But
we've got Devontae Campbell right here online, ready to answer all your questions.
I have his phone number. He did not return any of my texts. That was so unlike Devontae Campbell.
I thought he was your guy. I don't think he was happy to begin. He didn't like getting blamed for not being as good as Dre Greenlaw, which he was not. All whatever. It's pride of an athlete. It's all okay. But I'll just say, if they can't stop the run after doing all these changes, they are in some trouble. They are. I mean, and there's no proof that they will be able to. There's no like, oh, yeah, that guy, absolutely. We know this guy is going to step in and plug the run. Fred Warner, yes, if he's healthy. Beyond that, to be decided, cross that line. I'll just say, yeah, they need – a significant step up from those guys. They need Dre Greenlaw like impact. They don't have to be necessarily Dre Greenlaw. Obviously he was a tremendous 49er player and producer, but they need something or else we'll see it. Well, I think we'll see it. We'll just teams running right at them And we saw, you know, it's a blur. The end of last season is a blur, but you just look at those running stats against them, and it was really not good.
Yeah.
And this, you know, they had leads because the 49ers offense wasn't doing much either. So teams could run on them, but it was exactly how you know that Kyle Shanahan does not want this game played. He wants it the exact opposite. Stop the run, force the pass, get turnovers, be efficient on offense, get that, you know, two touchdown lead, and then just grind the other team when they have to throw the ball. And they could not do that. The other thing I'm looking, I mentioned before, where does Deamon or Lenore end up? I have a sneaking suspicion that he's going to end up as a nickel. I think the nickel is just as important as outside. I think he likes the nickel because you're in the middle of things more. He's not a big guy, but he can be a physical guy. I think, you know, maybe the ideal is he stays on the outside because he just stays there. You put him on the best receiver, tends to be the guy who stays outside, does not move inside. But I think he likes the middle. He likes the nickel. He likes moving around. And I think you put a bad nickel in there and you get torched. You can kind of cover the outside, even, you know, if you're not forcing him to go against the top guy. I'm just curious if Trey Brown is good enough. You say, you know what, let's park him outside. Or if they have a, you know, the nickel they drafted, I forget his name now, the little guy. If, you know, if he's really good, maybe you do play him at the nickel and you keep Lenore outside. I'm curious on that cornerback kind of situation. And Lenore is going to be in the middle of it.
Yeah, Upton Stout. That would be Stout, he would have to come on in order to take that job. He'd have to jump over Trey Brown, who looked good in the spring as well. Trey Brown was essentially the number three cornerback in that situation. That'll be interesting. They're not as strong at cornerback this year as they were last year. Charvarius Ward was one of the, you know, was coming off a really good season in 23. But they had depth there. I mean, they had Isaac Yiadom, they had Rocky Sin, they had guys who have played in the league a lot. They don't quite have that this year. They've got some good young guys, and that's really sort of the whole theme of the team. You're really relying on young guys and really relying on your drafting skills this year more so than they have in the past. And that goes back to stopping the run. I mean, I think that. I call it return to 2019. That seems to be what the theme of that defensive line is. You know, Bryce Huff is Steve Ford. They tried to find a DJ Jones, and, you know, this guy, CJ West, who I just mentioned, is very DJ Jones-like. Alfred Collins is bigger, but he's got fast feet like Jones does. And I think that, Mykal Williams is something that they really haven't had, maybe a little in Cleveland Farrell. I think Williams is bigger, stronger, longer. So you have that kind of pincer movement from both ends of the defensive line. You got Bosa on one side. He's very good against the run. And I think that's going to be Williams' specialty. I think he's going to come in.
Hold the edge.
Come in and, take that away and take away an entire gap. And then you allow these quicker guys in the middle to do their thing. And, you know, that's what they're thinking on paper. We have to see it. But, I think with all those things that I mentioned, plus Robert Saleh coming back, a little bit more confidence in your defensive coordinator than perhaps they've had the last couple of years. I think all of that ultimately spells success. Now, is it success in week one, or is it success, you know, starting week eight and onward? That's sort of the question when you're relying on so many young players.
You know, another one I'm going to bring up, the kicking, although I don't think that's going to be a training camp thing, because Jake Moody is the best training camp kicker I've ever seen. Like, he's just, I don't remember him having a bad kicking session in training. He might miss one, but it's usually from 50, and then he just nails everything else. And I think Shanahan kind of clued that in when he was talking about who they're going to bring in another kicker. They hadn't brought in Greg Joseph yet, but they said he's got to be a guy that Moody respects. What does that mean? That Moody fears might take his job. That's what it's got to be. It can't be the relaxed training camp. You're the kicker. We love you. Be good. You're awesome. Jake Moody, you miss one. That's okay. You're going to make your next six in training camp when there's no pressure. He's got to feel pressure. So can they amp up that pressure? Can they, you know, make him feel like it's game? But then you take it into the preseason, because I think the preseason might be the real kicking contest. We saw him in the first his first rookie preseason miss that kick against the Raiders, right? That's where it all kind of began. Kind of wiped that one, and then everything kind of like was a little off from there. Can he hold up in that moment, and can he put a significant amount of kind of space between Greg Joseph? And, you know, if it's a tie, I guess it's going to be Moody over him, but I wouldn't view it that way. I'm mean towards Jake Moody. I've just seen him get off too much. I've seen him kick low-line drives to the goal line on kickoffs too much instead of banging it through the back end. I don't know why he can't bang it through the back end regularly. He cannot. I don't know if Greg Joseph can, but I'd be curious what they do to try to make this instead not your normal Jake Moody, you're the greatest ever, just blow that 45-yarder through in practice and you're the greatest. I just don't think they can set it up that way.
It's going to be back to Vegas for Jake Moody. They've got a joint session with the Raiders in Henderson. Then they have a preseason game. Of course, they played the Super Bowl there. And I think that he did well in that game. A couple of really big 50-plus yarders. He also missed an extra point in a game that went to overtime. So that'll be kind of an early – I could just see a Tim Kawakami column coming out of that. You've already got one written for you. You're so lucky. I think that kickoffs are kind of underplayed right now. I think Brent Boyer, I forget what the percentage he said, but remember, touchbacks now come out to the 35. And Boyer said when we interviewed him that he thinks that's going to have a dramatic effect on teams not wanting to kick it deep. And I remember when Moody was coming out, that was one of the things that got NFL people excited, is that he can regulate his kickoffs. I'm not sure I've seen him do that really well, but apparently he's got that in his bag. A lot of hang time, and should be able to have that ball drop at the one or the two, which would be ideal. So special teams in general is going to be a big theme.
Yep.
Jake Moody is going to be a big theme, but I think kickoffs and kick coverage specifically for the 49ers, it's been a constant Achilles heel for them, no matter who the coordinator's been. They can't cover kicks, which I think is bizarre given who's been on their team and the types of players that they brought in. But this is, I suspect that they're paying Brent Boyer a pretty penny. And this is what they've brought him in to do. So I think that aspect is going to be interesting. I wonder whether Boyer is going to have some license to kind of keep guys around on cut down day in late August. His type of guys, Chaz Surratt, perhaps from the New York Jets. So it should look different. There's not going to be Demetrius Flanagan Fowles making the roster because of special teams anymore. That was a given. Nick Bosa and DFF were the two easiest calls when you're making your 53-man projection. But we'll have to figure out who Boyer likes. But that's going to be a big, big emphasis this summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They should just say, you know, new long snapper, new punter, maybe a new kicker. Like, there's clearly stuff's going on special teams. And I don't know if we'll be able to detect it just by practice, but maybe there'll be a different kind of energy there. I don't know. As I joke often, let's see if Kyle Shanahan shows up for special teams practice, which sometimes he doesn't. And let's see what kind of energy, you know, is there? Can they create a tension? Can they create something that makes you know there's stuff on, there's jobs on the line? Like, that, I've never felt that with Moody in practice. Never. No. He's so good in practice. You just go, that's your kicker. Can they make it feel more like a game where he has missed some kicks in games? We know that he's missed some big kicks in games. He's gotten former teammates who are receivers mad at him for some of these missed kicks. So we shall see. Do you expect anything different from Brock Purdy? What, you know, new contract? He's the man. I don't expect him to be very, obviously he's been the same guy all along, but are there elements, are there things you anticipate might be a little different for Brock Purdy in this camp?
Man, I mean, just almost audio, like, is he talking more? Is he kind of barking at receivers more? He's got a young wide receiving core. He's going to be throwing a lot to Pearsall, a lot to Cowings, a lot to Jordan Watkins. Is he in, what is he, year four now?
22, you know, 23, 24, 25, yeah, 4 year, yep.
Yeah, 4 year. Is he kind of taking even more command? That was a storyline last year. I think it'll continue to be one. Really, the more interesting guy is Mac Jones, just because he's an unknown guy who had caught Kyle Shanahan's eye previously. And I thought he looked a lot like Sam Darnold did a couple of years ago in the spring, where, you know, some good, some bad, but he was pushing it. And I think that's what Kyle Shanahan wants to see. He wants the guy to be aggressive. If you're going to make a mistake, make the aggressive mistake, learn from that mistake, and it's going to pay off for you. And it certainly did for Sam Darnold. I mean, I think that's probably what Mac Jones's model is, and how he kind of wants to go from here. Maybe it'll be, I think he signed a 2-year deal. Interesting to see whether, tradable, you know, what happens with him in the future. And the other big storyline, you know, talking about kickers, I can't believe you waited until the end for this, is we're going to finally see what this new practice field alignment looks like real soon. I mean, it's kind of a big deal, because Jake Moody all of a sudden used to kicking with a tailwind, and solely with a tailwind in practice, because the wind is coming off the bay. Mm-hmm. The only end zone they had was in the south, south end of the field. And so he always had a wind at his back when he was doing these kicking drills. Now they might be east to west aligned and, you know, going in both directions. So it'll be a little bit more interesting for both guys. I would imagine that Greg Joseph, having, you know, kicked in this league, would be quicker to kind of adapt. But we'll see how Moody does. We're definitely going to be charting, you know, people get mad at people at us for charting the quarterback stats in the summer. And maybe we'll relax on that a bit, but we're definitely going to be kicking up, recording the kicking stats.
Well, yes, the reorientation of the fields is just going to be fascinating for us because we've been used to looking at the field exactly the same way, and they're turned in a different direction. It is just for fans, they're going to be perpendicular to what they were. They were going one way, you know, same as Levi Stadium for 25 years. I don't even know how long they've been. And they're going to turn. It's going to be basically going at an angle to the Levi Stadium field. And that will be very different for us just to get a feel for how this all works. I'm sure for the players too, for the coaches too, and definitely for the kicking game. You're right. It's all was always going that one way to the power lines, right? To the power converter over that side. And now they'll be going up and down the field in a different direction. Be very curious about all this. You know what? I still suspect Moody's going to be really good in practice. He's just a good practice kicker. He's good in drills. He's good in moments where you're just doing the kick and the game is not on the line. Let's see him when the game is on the line, or if he feels like the game's on the line, or he feels like his job is on the line. But all fascinating stuff. I assume he's still going to be the kickoff guy, right? I don't think Joseph is a kickoff guy. I don't know. The punter, Morstead, right? Thomas Morstead. I don't know that he's a kickoff guy. So I assume Moody will be doing the kickoffs. As you said, maybe he can finally do this angled high kick, which I have not seen in 2 years. I have not seen this. I've heard about it. I've not seen it. I've seen him kick it out of bounds, which I don't think they want him to do. So all very interesting stuff. Anything, you know, other stuff is McCaffrey out there. You know, obviously he missed all training camp last year, and then we were told he was just fine. And then hours before the first game, he is ruled out and put on injury reserve. And oh my God, the whole season changes. That would be a big one. There are a few others, but I think we've hit most of it. Bosa, interesting that, you know, he was the number one defensive contract for 2 years, non-quarterback contract. And now he's behind TJ Watt. He's behind, who else just signed? I forget now. There was another pass rusher who just jumped over him. Watt just jumped over that. Oh, Myles Garrett, TJ Watt. Justin Jefferson is now past him as a receiver, who was past him last year. So he's like moving down the line a little bit. Not that he's going to get a new deal. He got the huge money because he was up and he's not up now. But I'm just curious how that all placement goes. He's not really ranked in the top five of edge rushers anymore, just because it's been a couple funky years. Where's his head at? I don't know that we're going to talk to him very much, but maybe, you know, he's been better at, you know, he's kind of good talking to the media. He should talk to the media more. He's one of the big leaders. We know that Warner and Kittle are the veteran leaders, but I do think they want a second generation of leaders. Here's one I'll ask you. Who are the team captains going to be? They're not going to announce it till the week of the season. I was kind of thinking about that. Who are the team? I don't know that they've lost any of them. I'm not even sure, but
Debo.
Debo was not. Was he a captain last year? I guess he was. So who are the? I think they went six. Let's just say who are their five captains this year?
Well, it's interesting because I mean, I think the stalwarts would be the same. You know, your Purdy, your Trent Williams, your Bosa. They like to have one from every kind of major position group. George Kittle. But who would be your wide receiver captain?
Yeah, that one is I don't think it's going to be Ayuk. I don't.
And you know, if Jennings is having a difficult summer, throw it out there, guess. I mean, I was about to say DeMarcus Robinson, but he's going to be suspended. That would be a very difficult one. They might not have a wide receiver representative on their board of captains there. So yeah, that'll be interesting to watch.
It would be Ayuk if they would have one. Really, if they put Ricky Pearsall in there over Ayuk, that would be a shot at Ayuk. Like that would be, maybe Ayuk doesn't want to be it, but that would be quite the skip over. I just think they'll go without a receiver, and it'll be Purdy, Williams, Kittle, maybe McCaffrey, but they've skipped over, you know, running backs you don't necessarily need to get count for. It could be Juszczyk, but those three on offense, then Bosa, Warner, 5, Lenore, 6. You know, if they go 6, I think that would be it. Then yeah. you skip over receiver.
I think that's right. Or maybe they'll re-sign Chris Conley and make him.
That's my captain. That's always my team captain. And Jake Moody, of course, you know, as leader of men that he is. I shouldn't be missing. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. I just don't think he's a very good guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kicker, but all good. I'll just say it. What I think is interesting about Moody is this whole thing in Shanahan Lynch is like, you know, no special treatment, no scholarships, special teamers really got to earn it. No, you know, you got to do it game by game. And they draft Jake Moody and then he's just given the job. Like, you have the job, period. And I think that's sketchy. You know, that part, I get it. They drafted him in order to solve that, never have to worry about it again. But then he performed in a way that you do have to worry about it. So,
well, yeah, I think it's indicative of their, you know, previous special teams philosophy. We're gonna do this, and this, so that we don't have to worry about special teams the rest of the year. Yeah. We, you know, that's the something that'll be off our plate because we drafted a kicker in the third round, but it hasn't worked out that way. But I do think that that's been part of the issue in the past, and you know, they may be repeating it by signing or adding Brant Boyer and thinking, okay, we're just going to hand it all over to Boyer. We're paying him a mint. You just handle your business and, you know, let us worry about the offense. So we shall see. I got a good vibe from Boyer when I sat down with him. I think he's going to be the real deal. That's been one of the major overhauls this season is special teams. They want something different from that group.
I think that's the right way to do it as opposed to the other way. Just, we got a special teams guy. He's it. what he says goes. We give him two or three of the roster spots for guys that just play special teams, maybe can help out in other ways, but mostly for special teams, coverage guys. And he's a specialist. He knows what he's doing. And if he wants to make a change to kicker, he makes a change. He sure made one at punter. And like, he is just invested in the power to do this and just go from that. I think that's a better, if you're not a special teams minded head coach, which obviously Kyle Shanahan is not, invest a special teams coordinator in the ability to do stuff that you might not otherwise do, and to make sure you don't have the 30th ranked overall special teams or whatever they've been. They've been near there for several years now, whoever they had a special teams coach. All right, Barros, that's what I got. You got anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. That's it for me. I'm looking forward to those practice fields. Can't
practice field updates coming. And by the way, I mean, I could sort of tease it. I think there will be more 49ers plus minus in the very near future.
I agree.
Video oriented, maybe. Barros is just dying to be on video more often. You know, with a face like that, you just kill to be on video more often.
Yeah, there's a big female audience that we're not hitting right now.
Calling out for Barros on video. We'll see how this goes, but we are appreciative of the demand for it, and we're appreciative of everyone who listens to this podcast and may be watching a lot more of it in the future. All right, Barros, that's it for today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.